This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We hear so much about political figures never being able to get anything done in their communities, which is why a recent news article caught our eye. This is from the western suburb of Chicago, Aurora, Illinois, a story about Christmas decorations. They're still up in June. That is until Alderwoman Wani Garza took matters into her hands and went around to more than 200 homes asking people to take these decorations down because a lot of other people in Aurora thought they looked ugly.
Ugly and tacky.
Tacky.
Really, and it looked like people is very lazy. I don't know. What's wrong?
What kind of decorations did they have up?
Oh, man. They still have like reindeers, Santa Claus, snowmen, you know, and a lot of lights hanging in the roof. Half of the lights is hanging and the other half is down.
Yeah.
So they look very ugly, very tacky.
And this is June we're talking.
And it's June, so Christmas is over.
Yeah.
And some people are still saying Feliz Navidad.
Well, okay, so we read this article and saw that you had actually gone around and delivered letters. You know, some people might not like it if some representative of the ward showed up and said, you should take down your Christmas decorations. I mean, they know they should take them down, but they're busy. They've got things to do, right?
I know. Some people, when I'm knocking the doors and I explain the situation, because it's very bad for our community, the value of the properties and all this is going down with these situations. So I know we have a big problems, like in other ones, like they mentioned in the newspaper. I know we have a lot of prostitution. I know I have a lot of problems with the gangs, and I understand that. Well, we're taking care sooner, you know, little by little. But this is the thing we have to take down now. It's June, so almost 4th of July. It's not nice. Some people put a flag, American flag, and the next door is still reindeers and Santa Claus.
Well, there were more than 200 homes with the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, 220 is what the letters I delivery, and I'm talking in person so some people understand the situation.
And now, a week later, 10 days later, there are only about 10 houses left with the decoration. You actually got something done.
So I'm so happy. I'm so happy because they taken down. They realize they have to taken down. It doesn't matter if they have two jobs and a half, and they are too busy. They have to find a time to take it down. Is it a tradition to put it on in Christmas? We find time in Christmas to put the decoration on, so we have to find time to take it down.
Wani, you know, I read in one article about this that the building there in Aurora that houses the offices of the various Alder people representatives, that there's some decoration on the stair railing in that building, some green stuff wrapped around.
Yeah, but it's inside the building.
It's inside.
It's inside. I don't care if they're inside the decoration.
Oh.
I'm care about the outside in the front of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, inside they can do whatever they want.
Okay.
You know, some people, they have a lot of ornaments and Christmas tree. I don't care if it's inside. But outside, they look pearly and tacky in this time of the year.
Wani, happy 4th of July coming up here, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Wani Garza, Ward 2 Alderwoman in Aurora, Illinois.